Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, I got with me Mark DeGorder, and he is with Workout Anytime. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee. Good to be here today.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Workout Anytime. Where are you located, and how are you serving the community?
Sure. Workout Anytime is a 24-hour full-facility gym. We franchise about 180 clubs across the country. We're headquartered here in Atlanta, actually. And most of our clubs are located here in the southeast. In Georgia, we go up through Tennessee, Kentucky, the Carolinas, down to Florida, Alabama. We're as far northeast as Portland, Maine, and we're as far northwest as Portland, Oregon. So we got quite a network going on right now, but again, primarily focused here. Our clubs are equipped with a tremendous amount of fitness equipment, free weights, electrolyzed equipment, a lot of cardiovascular. We don't do group exercise, which is turning into be one of the benefits certainly now coming out of this post-COVID pandemic. And we don't do things that people pay for that they almost never use, like pools and saunas and steam and things like that. It's just a pound for pound, strong workout for people that are looking for the convenience of 24-hour access.
So now, do you work for the franchisor or franchise? Are you a franchisee?
I am the chief operating officer for the franchise company. So I'm here as a franchisor.
So now, what is the profile of a good franchisee for you guys?
Gee, Lee, it's really, I guess the single biggest linking element between our successful franchise partners is a passion to help people change their life. They've got to be good operators. They've got to understand how to operate a business, although that's not certainly a critical criteria for someone coming in because we provide a lot of that education training. But more importantly, someone who wants to get involved in their community. They become pillars of their local community, and we provide, you know, the air cover for marketing and support, and just wanting to help people, you know, live healthier, happier lives. And we've got, you know, business 2.0 people, which is what I call men or women who have left a corporate job and want to kind of come back to their community and give something back. We've got people from other fitness endeavors that want to run their own show. You know, maybe they've worked for somebody else over the years and want to do it themselves. We've got serial entrepreneurs, guys and gals have owned car washes and public storage. And we're seeing a lot of movement now actually into multi-unit franchisors of other brands, whether it be fast food or other types of businesses. And even now, kind of a movement from the medical community. A lot of people from the medical industry are now jumping into fitness because they handle the treatment side and they know that a good fitness program can really deliver on the prevention side. So it's a pretty broad range of people, but the one linking element, as I said, was they just love to help people live happier lives.
Now, how did you as kind of corporate help the individual local market people navigate through this pandemic, especially when they kind of shut things down?
Yeah, well, we saw it actually, it started kind of as a gradual shutdown. It first started with what we called conspicuous cleaning. You know, we wanted to make sure that we were out in the eyes of the members, going above and beyond what we typically would do to keep a club clean. Of course, health clubs, you know, they live or die based on how clean they are. So we started from a pretty high baseline. And then we started to restrict the hours. You know, being a 24-hour facility, we're not staffed 24 hours. So we then moved to only allow workouts during staffed hours so we can ensure that conspicuous cleaning was maintained. And of course, we went through shutdown. And when we went through shutdown, we here at the corporate office provided a series of virtual workouts either streaming, you know, in real time or on demand through our website and through our app. At the time of the shutdown, we were in the process of finalizing a mobile app. And once we saw that this was going to be an inevitable approach to trying to control this pandemic, we moved very quickly to get the app finished up and rolled out across the country. So we've used that app as well during the shutdown period to pretty much just stay in touch with our members, make sure that they had an exercise option because they couldn't get one at the club. And actually, now that we've reopened, we've maintained those, those virtual workouts even now, because, you know, we do still see some members that are a little slower and wanting to get back into their gym routine. And so we're providing them with an alternative to keep their fitness goals going, even if they don't make it back to the gym.
Now in Georgia, I believe that gyms can now operate pretty much as normal, but with certain protocols in place. Can you share what those protocols are?
Sure. Fortunately, Georgia was really on the leading edge of opening up the economy. And that took place back on April 24th. And gyms were part of that initial reopening plan. And as you mentioned, there were some requirements that were put in place. Initially, we could only operate on staffed hours. Initially, we had to follow a series of CDC guidelines for cleanliness and disinfection, and we were limited to only 10 people in the gym at one particular time. So we shifted gears and we provided a scheduling system where people could come in on the hour and they would work out for 45 minutes. And then we would, end their workouts at 45 minutes after the hour, spend the next 15 minutes cleaning the club. Now, we actually went in with a commercial grade cleaning and disinfectant company in advance of reopening. But even after we reopened, we take that 15 minute time period, we go back in and clean the clubs. Every member gets their own personal spray bottle with a CDC recommended disinfectant. So they disinfect the equipment both before and after they use it. And that's the way that we're working right now. And it seems to be working out unbelievably well. We opened up to just a tremendous number of members that were just grateful. You know, they'd been cooped up in their homes for, a couple months in some cases, and were getting away from their fitness routine. They were isolated from their friends and family for the most part, and just welcomed the opportunity to get back into a gym setting and get some exercise. So we've seen, just great feedback coming back. Now we've been very careful, of course, to kind of thread the needle between the issue of, the social responsibility of making sure that we're safe, and on the other end, the importance of making sure we as a business open up and can help our franchise partners earn a living. And we just felt that at this time, the risks of the disease are being controlled by us very well, and therefore we can provide the opportunity to our franchise partners to again open up their businesses and serve the public.
Now, when there was that lockdown and you were kind of doing the virtual stuff, you mentioned the virtual stuff was for the members that didn't feel comfortable yet. Do you think that some of that activity is going to follow through even when the pandemic's over, that you're going to have some virtual element or online classes or some sort of fitness on a mobile device or something like that?
Lee, we really do, actually. We think that, if you look back in certainly in our industry, for years, companies have been trying to really figure out how to conduct virtual training. And really, nobody figured it out quite right until Peloton came along. Peloton, of course, is that stationary bike where you can take virtual spinning classes. And I think what's happened is they kind of made it work, and they demonstrated it could be done. You could replicate the studio experience if done right. And I think that when the pandemic hit, everybody was left with that as really the only option. And I think what's happening going forward, actually, I don't think this is how we're seeing things, is that in many cases, the consumer behavior's changed, and there will be an element of our industry that is totally comfortable working out at home. It's flexible, it's convenient, they don't have to drive anywhere, they can control their environment. So we're exploring other means by which we can take the virtual exercise, the virtual health club, to the members if they can't or would prefer not to come to the gym. Of course, we believe that the experience is going to have to be super good. It's going to have to be on that Peloton level. You can't just, hook up a Zoom meeting on a cell phone, and that's really not going to work. And we're, of course, looking beyond that. But we do believe that as either an enhancement to an existing membership or even a standalone membership, that there's going to be a place for virtual workouts in the future.
Now, because of the so many people had lost jobs and things like that, have you seen an uptick in interest in being a franchisee? Because I would imagine some of those people have had enough of working for somebody else. They want to kind of take their future in their own hands.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the franchise business is really one that thrives well in recessions for the reasons that you just pointed out. And we're seeing interest. It's a little early to tell because we just got back to it. But certainly we expect the franchise development side of our business to pick up for the reasons you point out, Lee. And that is, and I think we benefit even beyond that, because fortunately our industry is, it's one of, pretty purpose-driven individuals. They're here to help other people. So oftentimes when people think about a career change, they want to get into something that they can give back a little bit. And certainly ours is one in which we can do that. The other thing we were more than pleasantly surprised is the volume of exercisers coming back to the gym since we've reopened. And we're seeing this across the country. Yesterday, they opened up in Dallas, Texas, to a tremendously broad support of members. Same in Florida. So we were a little concerned. We didn't quite know, how to read it, and had built some financial models on a number of different levels. But what we're seeing now is frankly a very positive and opportunistic approach to the business as we move forward.
So now for the folks in the Metro Atlanta area or Georgia, what is kind of the price point that Workout Anytime plays around in?
We've got an entry-level price point for $9.99 a month, and that's for basic gym access. It gives you access to the gym that you join. We've got about 40 gyms throughout Atlanta and the northern part of Georgia, so one of our great selling points is that a member can use any of those gyms. The $9.99 plan really is limited to the club they join, but we've got another that ranges between $15 and $19 a month, and that provides reciprocity to all the clubs. And then our premium membership at between $25 and $29 a month gives you enhanced amenities like tanning and massage and some other features that aren't available at the basic membership. They're month to month, so you can join and there's no long-term commitments. You can decide that you can cancel with 30 days notice. So it's a very easy way for people to get into a health and fitness plan and do so certainly in a very, very low cost environment. And that's one of the things you mentioned a moment about unemployment. One of the things that we learned back in the recession of 2006, 2007, 2008 is that a lot of people were trading down from their higher priced memberships, but they knew they needed to work out. They were interviewing for jobs. They wanted to keep their fitness levels. So we saw a lot of people actually giving up on their $100 fitness boutique membership and joining some of the more lower priced products like ours. So that's one of the things I think we're going to see now. We've got, almost 15% of Americans out of work now. Many still want to keep their fitness program going. And at $9.99 a month, you can pretty much do that. And, we're just delighted we're able to provide that offering to people if they don't have a steady job coming in right now.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. If somebody wanted to learn more about Workout Anytime, what's the website?
The website is workoutanytime.com, one word, workoutanytime.com. And again, we're here in Atlanta, and we've got opportunities for franchises across here in Atlanta and across the country. So now's a good time to jump on the fitness bandwagon, that's for sure.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Lee, thank you very much for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all again next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember to support our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.